Here we go. So, closing your eyes. And bringing awareness to your body, first of all. It's like coming home. First of all, into your body, and later into your mind. Sometimes busy talking, doing stuff, answering questions, administration, stuff like that. I'm sure you do the same. Now's the time to stop. Just stop and rest. So, I'm giving my body quality time, attention. Really getting to know my body right now. Starting with my legs, making sure they're all in a good position. Just showing that I don't take anything for granted in my body. I care for my body. And I just check the posture, the way my legs are positioned, the way that your legs are positioned, sitting on a chair, dangling over the edge. If your legs are long, then put a cushion underneath your bottom to raise yourself. If it's too short, your legs are short, then put something underneath your feet. Because we're trying to get as much comfort as possible. It's a little expression of kindness and care. Once my legs are happy, I go to my bottom, my butt, simply because I'm sitting on a cushion and I'm going to be like this for the next half an hour. I don't really need to move. I want to find out that my butt and my cushion are in the best possible relationship. I'm comfortable. Once the answer is yes, and I can proceed, knowing that my butt is in a good position until the end of the meditation. I go up to my back, feeling the back. Usually starting with the waist, giving a good stretch, which I like doing. Feel endorphins coming through my body. They're pleasurable. They are releasing stress. I'm just stretching and moving my shoulders around until I can find the most comfortable position for my back. And then relaxing my shoulders. Using the phrase, relax to the max. And I say to the max because sometimes people don't know how to relax. Only half relax. Which means that you don't get the full benefit of a body at ease. So I use my mindfulness, my awareness to feel my body. Especially focusing on the shoulders right now. Really loosening them. Loosening, loosening, loosening. and down the arms to my hands. Hands are just in my lap. They're comfortable down there, so I can leave them alone. You can put your hands on your knees if you wish. It doesn't really matter, as long as you're comfortable. The awareness just checks. It's not worried about what the books say or what these monks or nuns say. It's how you feel. And you go up to your neck and throat, getting to know them and getting to understand just how you can relax irritations. Going further up to your head, your face. If there's any stress, any anxiety, or any pain you're holding from the past, you can feel it, there's tightness, tension on your face, around the eyes and the mouth. You soon learn through the feedback which being mindful allows you to develop how to relax even a muscle around the eyes. When I relax things, it feels good. There's a certain pleasure of relaxation. I also try and relax my ears. What does that mean? I don't scrunch up against unwelcome sounds. It's like having kind ears, allowing sounds to come and not react to them. So nothing disturbs me. And then my brain, working too hard. It's like I take it out, I imagine taking it out of my skull, putting it aside, and tucking it in, giving it a break, relaxing, resting it. I know that's only an image which I use, but whatever image you can use, to realize that even your brain needs to be relaxed to the max. As well. once the body is relaxed, then we can relax our mind. Peaceometer, how peaceful do you feel right now? Or how agitated are you? Imagine your mind like a lake. If it's really still, so hardly any ripples on the surface, it's called calm. And if there's lots of waves, and they like a lake which is choppy, that means it's disturbed. Where is your mind now? How peaceful or how agitated is it? Just to know, first of all. And once you know, you can see the mind change. Some things make it more peaceful. Something makes it more disturbed. What? As we're learning the causes of peace and the causes of agitation, we're just watching and learning. Soon become aware of your breathing. Just like you're watching it from a distance. Your breath come in and breath go out. Not forcing it. Being a friend to your breathing. As you breathe in, see if you can breathe in imagining peace or health coming into your body and mind with every in-breath. Just imagine it, feel it. Don't just say a word, give the word meaning. What does peace mean to you? What's health, energy mean? Breathe it in. And at the end of the in-breath, breathe out, let go. Whatever is a burden, an irritation or an affliction, imagine that riding out, like something riding out on a horse, with every out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Just in this moment, safe, peaceful. No future, no past, just be now. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I'll now be quiet for the next 5 minutes. coming to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How relaxed is your body? And how peaceful is your mind? Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please wait until the 3rd ringing of the gong fades away, and then open your eyes. Okay, so I encourage people just to have a little bit of a stretch, get yourself comfortable, and then we can start this evening's Dhamma talk.